by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Now my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah عز وجل, rise and shine is brought to you each and every single day. Rise and shine is all about bringing about happiness, bringing about a positive attitude. Yes, a positive perspective, looking at things in a positive way, in a good way, thinking about things and removing all those negative thoughts, removing all those, you know, thoughts of distress, thoughts of sadness. Because we are all blessed, because we have all been blessed, each and every single one of us, in many ways, in ways we ourselves can never enumerate, we can never truly even understand, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But undoubtedly, we have this understanding, and from this understanding, we can determine so many blessings. We can count so many blessings which have been bestowed upon us, my dear viewers. Another great blessing is to be able to witness one of the greatest miracles, or the greatest miracle, in fact, of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And the greatest miracle is not the splitting of the moon. The greatest miracle was not the detention of the sun, but rather it is the glorious Quran. And this is a miracle that we ourselves can witness in this epoch, in this era, in this day and time. We ourselves can listen or recite or testify to this, look at this, see this, experience this, the glorious Quran, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And Alhamdulillah Azza Jal, for those that regularly watch would already be aware that every single morning we begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Remember, whilst the Quran is being recited, give your full attention to the glorious Quran. Whatever it is you are doing, pause for a moment, stop for a moment, and pay attention to the recitation of the Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
ان الذین یکتمون ما انزل اللہ من الكتاب ويشترون به ثمنا قليلا أولئك ما يأكلون في بطونهم إلا النار ولا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم.
وہ جو چھپاتے ہیں اللہ کی اتاری کتاب اور اس کے بدلے ذلیل قیمت لے لیتے ہیں، وہ اپنے پیٹ میں آگ ہی بھرتے ہیں، اور اللہ قیامت کے دن ان سے بات نہ کرے گا اور نہ انہیں ستھرا کرے، اور ان کے لیے دردناک عذاب ہے.
اولئک الذین اشتروا الضلالة بالہدى والعذاب بالمغفرة فما اصبرهم على النار.
وہ لوگ ہیں جنہوں نے ہدایت کے بدلے گمراہی بول لی اور بخشش کے بدلے عذاب، تو کس درجہ انہیں آگ کی سہار یعنی برداشت ہے.
ذلك بأن الله نزل الكتاب بالحق وإن الذين اختلفوا في الكتاب لفي شقاق بعيد.
یہ اس لیے کہ اللہ نے کتاب حق کے ساتھ اتاری اور بے شک جو لوگ کتاب میں اختلاف ڈالنے لگے وہ ضرور پرلے سرے کے جھگڑالو ہیں.
ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآت المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون.
کچھ اصل نیکی یہ نہیں کہ منہ مشرق یا مغرب کی طرف کرو، ہاں اصل نیکی یہ ہے کہ ایمان لائے اللہ اور قیامت اور فرشتوں اور کتاب اور پیغمبروں پر، اور اللہ کی محبت میں اپنا عزیز مال دے رشتہ داروں اور یتیموں اور مسکینوں اور راہگیر اور سائلوں کو، اور گردنیں چھڑانے میں، اور نماز قائم رکھے اور زکات دے، اور اپنا قول پورا کرنے والے جب عہد کریں، اور صبر والے مصیبت اور سختی میں اور جہاد کے وقت یہی ہیں جنہوں نے اپنی بات سچی کی اور یہی پرہیزگار ہیں.
یا ایھا الذین آمنوا کتب علیکم القصاص فی القتل الحر بالحر والعبد بالعبد والانثى بالانثى فمن عفی له من اخیه شیء اتباع بالمعروف وأداء إليه بإحسان.
اے ایمان والو، تم پر فرض ہے کہ جو ناحق مارے جائیں ان کے خون کا بدلہ لو، آزاد کے بدلے آزاد اور غلام کے بدلے غلام اور عورت کے بدلے عورت، تو جس کے لیے اس کے بھائی کی طرف سے کچھ معافی ہوئی تو بھلائی سے تقاضا ہو اور اچھی طرح ادا.
ذلك تخفيف من ربكم ورحمة فمن اعتدى بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم.
یہ تمہارے رب کی طرف سے تمہارا بوجھ ہلکا کرنا ہے اور تم پر رحمت، تو اس کے بعد جو زیادتی کرے اس کے لیے دردناک عذاب ہے.
وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاةٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
اور خون کا بدلہ لینے میں تمہاری زندگی ہے، اے عقل مندو کہ تم کہیں بچو.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azzajal, we have listened to the glorious Quran. A serious warning, my dear viewers, for those individuals who of the glorious Quran, the commandments of the glorious Quran, those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us within the glorious Quran to abide by, such to refrain from sins, to not sell our iman, to not give everything up, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But nevertheless, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us so much, Alhamdulillah. Thumma Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a blessing and a If a ni'mah really this is, that He has given us the opportunity and the ability to repent. And this is what's important, that we all commit sins. Each and every single day we all commit sins. None of us are free from sins, my dear viewers. We always commit sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to refrain from sins. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this blessing of repentance. He has given us the opportunity. Right now we have this opportunity, don't we? To repent. Astaghfirullah. Now we seek repentance for all of those sins which we have performed. We feel ashamed for having performed those sins. We understand that these sins, these are sins, these things which we have performed are wrong. That, you know, we have been backbiting, we have been using possibly vulgar language, we have been swearing, we have been expressing our pride, considering ourselves to be better than others, possessing some sort of hatred or maybe harming somebody else. We have been performing such and such sins, possibly not praying our salah. We may have not given our zakat. Remember, there are some sins, there are some things which you must not, just repentance itself will not suffice. You must also make up for those actions. Depending on what it is, for example, if you missed a prayer, if you missed a fast, you must make up for those fasts. This is part of the repentance. With not having made up for the fast, it's not true repentance, my dear viewers. You can never truly be forgiven, can you? Because your repentance for missing a prayer demands or requires for you to make up that prayer and also feel bad for having left that prayer, for having missed that prayer. And this is an example of prayer, my dear viewers. But this is a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this ability to repent. Some people, they have passed away and they have died performing that sin. But we have performed sins, and yes, we perform sins. But each and every single morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this opportunity. In fact, it's even said that for Muslims, and honestly, how the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much we have been blessed. That for the ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when one of us commits a sin, then it says that the angel who is to write our sins for good deeds, immediately the angel writes our good deeds. But the angel who is to be writing the sins we have committed, this angel doesn't immediately write, nor he waits. You know, should I write it? But then the angel says, no, let's give him a moment. Maybe he will repent. And then he will wait again. Maybe he will repent. So my dear viewers, we have this opportunity, this ability to repent. Now, it doesn't mean we can make everything into a joke and just think that, you know, let's just commit sins and then we'll repent. No, my dear viewers, and some scholars have rebuked this action, very, very strictly spoken about this action as to how bad this action is. And sometimes it could be made into a joke, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But alhamdulillah, we have this ability to repent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this ability to repent. So let's all repent. Yes, and we should do this every single morning, in fact. We should repent for all of the sins we have committed. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us for each and every single one of our sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us more love for the glorious Quran and the understanding of the glorious Quran. Allahumma Ameen. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, subsequent to the glorious Quran, we always move to the naat of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Now remember, a naat sharif is something which, and all of these which we have done so far, these are forms of worship. These are all forms of worship. And it's not the first time I'm mentioning the word worship, so you must have understood what today's topic may be. Yes, today inshallah azza wa jal, we shall be hearing about worship, different types of worship. And how and why we should worship, and especially in our youth. Many of us think, when I get older, then I'll start worshipping. I asked somebody, why don't you keep a beard? You know, I said to somebody, why do you not keep a beard? And he says, you know, when I get a bit old, I'll keep a beard. And David was, this is not something which is only amongst the youth. Well, I can't say it's amongst the elderly, but yes, sadly it is. That sometimes even those who are elderly, they say, oh, let's wait. Wait for a bit, I'll keep a beard. This is one example of the beard, my dear viewers. Even prayer, sadly, people say such things. Nevertheless, let's listen to the Na'at Sharif of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, whatever the Na'at is, if you are aware of the words, if you are able to read, then read along. This is a form of praise of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ab meri nigaahon mein jajta nahi koi, ab meri nigaahon mein jajta nahi koi, ab meri nigaahon mein jachta nahi koi, wa ahsanu min kalam taraqat aini, wa ajmanu min kalam talid nisao, khulikta mubarram min kulli aibin, كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی، اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی، اب میری نگاہوں میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی، نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے، جیسے میرے سرکار ہے، ارباب نظر کو کوئی ایسا نہ ملے گا، وہ بندے تو بہت مل جائیں گے پر آقا نہ ملے گا، تاریخ اگر ڈھونڈے گی ثانی محمد، ارستانی تو بڑی چیز ہے، سایا نہ ملے گا جیسے میرے سرکار ہے، ایسا نہیں کوئی، نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے، سب سے اولا وہ والا ہمارا نبی، سب سے بالا وہ والا ہمارا نبی، اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی، دونوں عالم کا دولہا ہمارا نبی، کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی، کرنوں بدلی رسولوں کی ہوتی رہی، چاند بدلی کا نکلا ہمارا نبی، جیسے سب کا خدا ایک ہے ویسے ہی ان کا ان کا تمہارا ہمارا نبی، جن کے تلوں کا دھوبن گیا بے حیا ہے وہ جان مسیحا ہمارا نبی، سچا ہمارا نبی، جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی، اور تم ساتھ تو ہنسی آنکھ نے دیکھا نہیں کوئی، تم ساتھ تو ہنسی ہے، آیا نہیں کوئی، نہیں کوئی یہ شان شان لطافت ہے کہ سایہ نہیں کوئی نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی یہ دور سے کہتی رہتی ہے ابھی تک شب معراج یہ دور سے کہتی شب معراج دیدار کی طاقت ہے تو پردہ نہیں کوئی نہیں کوئی دیدار کی طاقت ہے تو پردہ نہیں کوئی سرکار کی خالد سالی کما نہیں کوئی واللہ واللہ یہ سر ہے کہ مجھ جیسا نکما نہیں کوئی میں وہ نکما ہوں جس کی جولی میں کوئی حسن عمل مگر وہ احسان کر رہے ہیں خطائیں میری چھپا چھپا کر یہ سجدے کے خالد سانی کما نہیں کوئی نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی ایسا نہیں کوئی
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. My dear viewers of Muslim Channel, for those of you that have just joined us, undoubtedly, mashallah, we've just listened to the naturally of the Messenger of Allah صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. And to be honest, if you didn't understand anything, you possibly would have at least under words, Allahu Akbar. And what we're just distorting words these days, you would have at least understood the words of ایسا نہیں کوئی. And well, I'm not even sure if you understood these words, but you would have picked these words up because these words were repetitively mentioned. They were repeated so many times. And this is describing the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To put it simply, ایسا نہیں کوئی, there's nobody else like the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nobody can match. The etiquettes, nobody can match. His miracles is another matter. His mannerism, nobody can match. You know, everything about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's said that never mind finding another person who can match the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll never even find the shadow of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never had a shadow. Why? So that nobody is able to place their feet on the shadow of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wasallam. This was, he's unique, no doubt about it. He's the greatest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him in the perfect and the best of manners. Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى قَطُّ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ, that, you know, more beautiful or more handsome than you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no eye has ever seen, no woman has ever given birth to anybody as beautiful or more beautiful than you. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ, you have been created completely free from any sort of defect. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَى. It is as if you have been created just as you had wished, you know, to perfection. So undoubtedly there is nobody is perfect. This is what we say, nobody is perfect. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was perfect in every single manner, in every single form. Nobody else is perfect. This is something we can't say. Nobody else is perfect. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was perfect. He was unique. He was... Whatever we say, whatever words we use, we can never truly grant justice to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his beauty, to his brilliant etiquette, to, you know, his brilliant manners. And this is, my dear viewers, subhanAllah, we... And not our topic, but nevertheless, in every single manner, we can, in fact, remember whatever it is we are speaking about, whatever our topic be, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of examples. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, we're speaking about his beauty, was perfect. He was, you know, he possessed the best of manners, the greatest of manners. But similarly, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he would spend his nights in worship. And this is our topic for today, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend his entire nights worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And other people, we've all been ordered to, you know, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to try to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one individual who he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, he's been asked to worship a little less, you know, worship in the nights a little less, because he would spend his entire nights worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best of examples, no doubt about it. So to worship, and we should worship in the night. We should worship in the night. This is something we are lacking. Firstly, it is praying the obligatory prayers. That's another matter. There's no doubt. This is obligatory. We don't have an option. This is not something which is optional. We all, every single one of us has to. It's a requirement. We must do this. We must pray our five daily prayers. But the prayer of the night, my dear viewers, is not referring to just the five daily prayers, no. But try to read extra prayers, try to pray during the night. It is something which is, and in fact, even if we were to forego, meaning not consider in terms of the reward, but you yourself will be able to realize that when you do pray during the night, and this is something which many of us, there are some nights, aren't there? This is for everyone. There are some nights when we do spend worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night. Although it may be very, very rare. It may be once or twice a year, but we may sometimes spend the night worshipping. For example, it may be the 27th of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Now these nights we spend in the masjid or, you know, at home worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 15th of Sha'ban, Rajab. 27th, we may spend our nights in the masjid, in the masajid. And there's something we may have understood, that generally we may not have read these extra prayers. I've just suddenly come to prayers. We're talking about worship in general, but subhanAllah, we're speaking about prayers. That generally we may not recite many prayers, but on that night, you know, you perform fresh ablution. Ghusl even, many of us would have had a shower before, you know, before the entering of the night or after having opened our fast or whatever it may have been. And we would have gone and read prayer. And whilst we were reading the prayer, most of us, 99% I can say with assurance I can say, that 99% of us, when we would be reading the prayer at that night, I'm not talking about the general prayers, but at that night, we would wholeheartedly read it and we would enjoy that. And we would enjoy it so much that we would wish to read more. Or if a speech was to be given, we would show more interest in that speech. And we would possibly spend time and remain behind and even ask questions to the scholars, to the ulama. Why is this? Because the prayer of the night, it holds its own importance. It possesses its own unique significance. As you would say, the lazat, the interest, the sensation, the feeling we acquire while spending our nights in worship is something completely different. But sadly, it's not something we regularly do. But there are those people, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who would always do this malayviyur. Now worship is something, you know, this is very, very important that we understand that worship is something which is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt about it. We praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We praise the companions, we praise the awliya Allah, but we do not worship them. Worship is solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one being, my dear viewers. Only one being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot worship anybody or anything else. Nothing, no other thing, no other person, whatever, however great he or she may be, we cannot worship anybody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The worship is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise, we send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We praise the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we never worship them. We may ask from them. We may use them as a means, as a wasila, as an intermediary, but we would never worship anybody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the beauty of this is that this worship, the beautiful thing about worship, is that it's not always or only limited to prayer. It's not limited to salah. It's not that if you wish to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only way you are able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by you going into prostration, by placing your head on the floor. No, my dear viewers, and this is the beauty of our deen, of our religion, that the only way to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not that we have to go to a masjid to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at home. You can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing, while sitting, whilst laying down. You can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst walking, whilst jogging, whilst running. Yes, even whilst jogging, and subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, he's an elderly person, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this individual, because mashallah, when I saw them, I was really, really happy to see them, and especially mashallah, the state they were in. It's one, you know, very, very good exercise, my dear viewers, is to walk or run up steps, flights of stairs. And sometimes you get, you know, huge amount, you get 100 or so stairs. And I saw this elderly individual who was running up and down. Yes, he was jogging, mashallah. He was jogging at a fast pace, up and down. Just going up or down once is not very easy, I'm telling you. In fact, it's quite difficult. It's quite difficult. This person would do possibly 10 or 20 laps. This is without exaggeration, I'm saying. But the beautiful thing about it, yes, keeping healthy is very good, no doubt about it. We should all keep healthy. We should all look after our health. But one thing I loved about this person, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this person so much, is that whenever he would go up, he would recite, and loudly, you know, he wasn't scared or anything to do so, no. He would recite, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And when he would come down, he would say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And really, I myself was so amazed, honestly. I was thinking, you know, mashallah, this is not something you see regularly. Even if sometimes you see some people praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you wouldn't see on such an occasion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this individual. So what's the reason I'm mentioning this? What's the reason I'm saying this? It's that whatever we do, everything we do, this can become a form of worship. It doesn't mean that we or worship is not only praying our five daily salah. Worship is not only our fast, remaining hungry, but our eating can also be worship. When we are eating halal food, when we have the intention to eat and we recite Bismillah, or we have the intention to eat for good reasons, upon placing it in our mouth to possibly eat those things or think that this is the sunnah to eat the sunnah foods, all of this is worship. Even normal foods, as long as it's halal, remember, it must be halal. Even normal food, whatever it may be, if it's halal, if you recite Bismillah, this is a form of worship. So this is a beautiful thing about our deen, that there are many ways to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have so many opportunities, to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the ability to pray our salah whilst we are doing other things. We can just do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, worship is of many, many forms. Please make the intention that whatever we do, we shall try to make that our worship. Remember, anything which is contrary to the Quran and the Sunnah, this cannot be considered worship. Worship is anything by means of which you can gain reward, my dear viewers. Well, specifically, worship is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can gain reward. But when you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's considered a form of worship. If you are to respect your parents, if you are to respect and honor your parents, if you are to serve your parents, then this is a form of worship. This is a beautiful thing, that all the teachings of our deen, there are so many things. Whatever we are doing through our lives, if we are going in the morning to seek some sort of education, if we have good intentions for this, it can be a means of worship. When we are to eat, it can be a means of worship. When we are to meet our friends, it can be a means of reward, a means of worship, a type of worship, a form of worship. And this is what worship is. So we should try, we should strive that whatever it is we are doing through our days, try to gain the most out of it. And a beautiful example for this, and for many things undoubtedly, is the founder of Dawat Islami, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahli Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve them and elevate their rank. If you watch the Madani Muzakira, which comes on every Saturday evening, you should try to watch it every Saturday evening. This is when the founder of Dawat Islami, our Shaykh, he's speaking to many people, he's teaching, he's spreading many teachings. But before he does sit to speak to everybody, to teach, he comes towards a list of intentions. And he will read these intentions. Why? So that everything he does, if he has more and more intentions, then he can gain more and more reward. So for everything he does, he makes good intentions, so he can gain the most reward out of this. So making intentions, my dear viewers, is the best form. And in fact, without good intentions, we cannot gain reward, can we? إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. That actions are judged upon intentions. They're based upon intentions. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we shall inshallah speak a little more about worship in a different way, in a different manner. But first, as usual, let's listen to our daily reminder. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Many respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we will listen a fascinating account of a Sahabi Rasul radiyallahu ta'ala an inshaAllah azza wa jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Usayb radiyallahu ta'ala an says that one night Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came out of his house and called me. I went in the blessed court of my master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked me, let's go. We passed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala and he was also asked to join. We then passed by the leader of Muslims, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala and he radiyallahu ta'ala and joined us too. We kept walking until we entered in the garden of one Ansari. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to the owner of that garden to serve with half ripe dates. The Ansari companion radiallahu anh presented a bunch of dates. My beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and companions alayhim ridwan ate them together. Subhanallah. How fortunate were those Sahaba ikram who had the company of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After that, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked for water, drank it, and then said, on the day of judgment, you will surely be questioned about the blessings of the day. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Usayb radiyallahu ta'ala says that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala and smashed a bunch of dates on the ground and dates dispersed in front of Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then asked, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, will we be asked about this too on the day of judgment? It was replied, yes, except three. Piece of bread which removes hunger, that cloth which covers sitr of the body, and that house which protects from hot and cold weather. Other than these three, one will be questioned about each and every blessing. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, we've got so many blessings other than these three mentioned. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has showered many blessings upon us. Alhamdulillah, myself, yourself, and there are many in the world. They are really fortunate enough in many, many, many ways. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has showered his blessings upon us. We need to value them. We should respect and appreciate the favors of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, we waste a lot of water, which is a great blessing of Allah. When we are doing wudu, when we are washing our car, or maybe we are washing plates, we waste a lot of water. It's a great blessing of Allah. If you want to know the value of this, you should ask those areas where the people don't have clean water to drink. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, if you want to know the value of this water, which we do not appreciate, ask its value from those areas where animals and human beings drink water from the same pond. Allahu Akbar. Today we waste a lot of food. When we are eating at home, half plate is eaten and the rest is there. If you want to know the value of this food, then ask those areas where people they eat leftover. They don't have food to eat. They even eat once a day or twice a day. If Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us food, we should appreciate the blessing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Dear respected viewers, today Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us health. We need to appreciate this. We can see, we can hear, we can talk, we can walk. All body parts are all fine. If you really want to know the blessings and you really want to appreciate the blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, favors of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you want to know its qadr and value, then go to hospital, then you will know how fortunate we are, alhamdulillah. So this is the message, because and the day of judgment, each and everything will be questioned. We have to give answer to that. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq to appreciate the blessings and favors which are upon me and to all of us. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala. Ala Muhammad. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu Ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. MashaAllah, some wise words there from our respected Rizwan by the Davians of Madani channel. But completely true, no doubt about it. That, in fact, some people don't know this. Some people still doubt it. Many people are just unaware. They're just ignorant. They just do not know that, yes, even in this day and age, even in this day and age, there are people who are struggling to find water. And clean water is another matter. Clean water is another matter. You know, for them, clean water, Allahu Akbar, is Eid. Really. We, you know, you have these 2 days of Eid we have every single year, or even many other festivities we have. But the special days, you know, it may be a person's wedding and you have brilliant foods. Nowadays it's a norm for us. But really that one special day you had this very, very special type of food. For them, just to gain that clean water, in fact, even Eid itself is very far. They will be lucky possibly in their lifetime to have a glass of clean water. This is a reality, sadly, and look again, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, really alhamdulillah, we have clean water. You know, we can drink teas, we can drink whatever we wish, we can, you know, from the kettle hot, or we can have it cold, whatever temperature we want. We have been blessed so much. There are people who do not gain clean water. And that's another matter. As I said, clean water is another matter. Even drinking water which is suitable for drinking for us is completely different to what is suitable for them. I once tasted, I was in Thar. And the reason I speak about Thar is because that's my experience. What I was told about that place, I didn't fully believe. I thought, you know, the brothers telling me they're possibly exaggerating. Honestly. This is what I thought. I thought they're possibly exaggerating. Not having water is something which is, you would think everyone has water. But really, I went to these places and the water they drink, its color was brown. Its color was brown or sometimes green. And Allahu Akbar. And then I went to another place, in fact, where they had their clean water. And what was considered to be their clean water was bitter water. Bitter water is something which is difficult to drink. I remember I had to force myself because I thought, yes, let's experience this. And it's not a true experience is what we another thing we need to understand. Sometimes we think, yeah, we've gone there, we've experienced it. It's not a true experience. Because why did I have it? I had it because I wished to experience it. There was a desire to experience it. So for me to have that, to take that sip, was fulfilling my desire. It's not because I had no other option. They have no other option. Then people, they have no other option. That's the water they need to drink. And really, because when I took it, I thought, I did think of spitting it. But then I thought, how can I spit out their water, especially in front of them? And I forced myself to swallow it, and it was difficult. This is the state of their, and there are other places. There are some, this was their clean water. This was their clean water. There are some places where Allah, their water is causing them illnesses. Their water is preventing them from growth. But if it was of Mother Channel, we have been blessed in so many ways. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One way of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worshipping. Ready to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can, anybody else, any other king, for an ordinary person, we are ordinary people, we are nobody. We are nobody. But to go and meet the king, to meet the prime minister, is considered a very big thing. While this person has gone and he's met the prime minister. This person has a meeting with the prime minister. And to have one which is solo, that's something which is very, very rare. But who's the prime minister? Who's the president? Who's the emperor? Who's the king? They are nothing. The creator of all of the worlds. The creator of all of the worlds calls us to a one-on-one meeting, meaning the salah, where one-on-one you are speaking directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can ask anything you wish from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you prostrate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you go into prostration, you are close. You gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet we don't take this opportunity. It's something which I think everybody would agree with, but sadly we won't act upon and we rarely do act upon. But my dear viewers, you must understand that you must pray your salah. A person who doesn't pray his salah, he misses his salah, his name is written on the gates of hellfire. It said there's a story mentioned, you know, about, I was mentioning about youth, about youngsters praying salah in your youth. And whenever we think of awliya, we mention awliya, whenever we think of awliya, we think of elders, we think of those people who are buzurg, as we would say in our language, meaning those people who are old, who are quite old. This person is a buzurg, this person very elderly. And we think that, yes, these people, you know, with big white beards, these are the people who are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes they are amongst the awliya, sometimes they may not be, that's another matter. But said about Hazrat Ma'ruf Karkhi, rahimahullah ta'ala, this person himself was no doubt a great individual. One person came to him. And this person says to him that, I have witnessed something very, very strange this night. Something out of the ordinary, something extraordinary I have witnessed. He asks, what is this? He says that, what happened today is my family, they wish to eat fish. So I went to the market to purchase fish, to buy fish. And I also paid a young boy to bring this fish, bring it in a pot. He used his own pot. He would bring this fish and bring it along with me, bring it to my house. This person must have been a rich person to pay somebody else to bring his fish for him. So he does this, and whilst they are walking back to their home, he has this young boy with him who has this fish in this bowl of his. The azan is called out. The call to prayer. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Come towards prayer, come towards success. This is what prayer is. Prayer is success. We're always thinking of how to be successful people. We read books on success. We watch videos to motivate us. How did such and such people become successful? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 5 times a day we are called towards success, we are called towards the prayer. Hayya al-falah. So this azan was being called out. And to this man, it didn't mean much to him. But then this young boy says to the man that it is time for Zuhr prayer. That's the azan. It's the call for Zuhr prayer. Are you not going to read your Zuhr prayer? Now, my dear viewers, there are some individuals who, when they say something, their words have an effect. Really, their words have an effect. And this is something which is granted to some people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted some people whose tongues is very, very effectful. It has an effect on the person. That person says that, when this young boy said to me, are you not going to pray your Zuhr Salah? Should we go pray our Zuhr Salah? Immediately made me think, yes, let's go pray our Zuhr Salah. Let's go to the masjid. So he says, we are coming towards the masjid. And what does this person do now? If it was us and we had something with us, something, and not that it was costly. It was costly. Fish wasn't something which is very, very cheap. Even nowadays, fish is not something which is very cheap. But that young boy holding that fish within his own utensils, whatever he had, he places this outside of the masjid, and then he's making his way in the masjid. And this other person who is seeing this, he was thinking, my fish, somebody may take my fish. I've just paid money for this fish. But then seeing the boy, seeing how peacefully and how with an ease of mind, he wasn't worried, where should I put it, hide it over here, somebody may take it. No, with the ease of mind, he left it. So he thought to himself that if this boy is able to sacrifice his plate, his bowl, whatever utensil he had, then I should be able to sacrifice my fish too. So he also makes his way into the masjid. They read their sunnah prayer, they wait for the jama'at, they read along with the jama'at in congregation, they read their zuhr prayer. And then they continue their journey, and that young boy, he brings that fish to his house. And that man, when he's entering the home, he brings his fish in, and possibly when he's going to return the bowl to that young boy, he exchanged some words with his wife, with his family, and he describes this young boy. That this young boy, you know, I was old, I was really taken aback. I was amazed by his character, by his piety. And she says, why don't you invite him in, and why don't you invite him in to come eat with yourselves? So this man, he goes, when he's returning these plates, when he's returning his utensils, he says to him, why don't you come in and eat? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if you are fasting and somebody calls you to eat, then say, inni sa'im, that, you know, I am fasting. So this boy says, I'm sorry, I cannot eat because I am fasting. So again, now he's amazed that this boy is fasting, he's working, it's hot, there's the heat. This boy is working, Allahu Akbar, and he's also fasting at the same time. So then they say, why do you invite him over for iftar? Invite him over, he can have his iftar here. And he invites him over for iftar. So he says, you know, where can I meet you? He says, meet me at the masjid. So this person is thinking it's Maghrib time, and Maghrib Salah, it is the time we break our fast. So let's go to the masjid, pray our Maghrib Salah, and then we'll return. So this man, he goes to the masjid, he sees his young boy, he's worshipping there. He's praying. He's prayed his Maghrib Salah, he's prayed his sunnahs, whatever he needed to pray. Okay, now let's take him to my house. So he comes to him and he says, will you come now? And the boy says, no, first I'll wait till Aisha, and then we'll go and eat. Now remember, breaking the fast is something which we need to do. He obviously broke his fast. That could have been with water, that could have been with a date. But for his meal, he says, no, let's wait. I would like to remain worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll pray my Isha Salah and then I'll come. He praises the Isha Salah and then he comes. And this man says that he had three rooms, one for his family, and he also had a room for his guest. And he gave this young boy this room. During that night, he was a guest, meaning he was also invited to spend the night. During that night, somebody knocked on his own door. And he's wondering, it's quite strange, who's knocking on my door? He had a third room, my dear viewers. And in this third room, he had his daughter. His daughter was disabled. She had been disabled for 20 years. She had been disabled for 20 years. She was not able to do anything. He was not able to do anything. He heard a knock at the door and he was thinking, that was strange. He could hear, he says, who is it? And a voice from behind the door says, it is me, your daughter. He's thinking, my daughter is disabled. She's not able to knock on the door. She's not able to speak. And he opens the door and he realizes that it is truly his daughter. And he's amazed. Well, what is it that's happened here? She says that I heard you and mother speaking about this young boy, about his piety. And she says, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, for the sake of this honorable young boy who worships you during the night, he fasts during the day, Ya Allah, for his sake, grant me shifa. And she says, I was immediately cured and now I'm able to walk about, I'm completely normal, I'm completely fine. Now undoubtedly the parents would be shocked, they would be amazed, but tears of happiness would possibly be falling from their eyes. So, you know, the father, he rushes towards that third room where their guest was staying, and he sees that the guest was not there. So he comes to Ma'ruf Garkhi, rahimallahu ta'ala, and he tells him this, and Hazrat Ma'ruf Garkhi says that, yes, they are the awliya Allah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are also from amongst the youth. And if you may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among such people. We shall speak a little more on this, but first, as usual, each and every single day, we have a daily hadith sharif of the greatest of mankind, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to today's daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an, anna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam qal, laysa al-shadidu bis-sura'ati, innama al-shadidu alladhi yamliku nafsahu inda al-ghadab. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the strong man is not the one who can wrestle, rather the strong man is the one who can control himself when he is in a rage of fit, when he is angry. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, no doubt this is a very testing moment when one becomes angry, especially for those who become easily provoked and tend to get angry over small things. But through practice and patience, one is eventually able to control his anger. We will have heard many ways and techniques and strategies how to dispel anger, but today I bring you another beautiful way, another beautiful tactic to keep ourselves controlled and composed in the state of anger, and that is by remembering the instruction, remembering the advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful and simple advice it is, narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, and that a man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be advised. He asked, Ya Rasulullah, advise me. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La taghdab, do not become angry. So the man, he asked the question again and again, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept replying, La taqtab, la taqtab, do not get angry, do not become furious. Subhanallah, if only this advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come to our mind when we are also angry, then surely it will aid us in putting off our anger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the strength to always safeguard ourselves from committing sins. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madinah, we are human beings, we always commit sins. Sins is one thing. Another is, my dear viewers, even in this world, we commit many wrongdoings, and sometimes it does constitute sin, sometimes it may not. But it may affect our life. It may be we are breaking relations with our brothers, our sisters, sometimes sadly with our own parents, our own children, sometimes with friends, sometimes with a neighbor. This breaking ties itself is something which is generally, without a valid reason, is not permissible. But what is the most important reason, what is the main reason, would you say, that we either harm others or we break up with others? Harm others, we may say something really, really bad to somebody, or we may physically hurt another person. And the majority of the times that, whether it's breaking up with somebody or whether it's harming somebody, whatever it is, the majority of the time, this is due to anger. Really, majority of the time, it is due to anger. When people break up, brothers, when they break up, they are angry with each other. They become angry, and whilst they are angry, they will say something or they may even physically fight. And this anger, it's said that the neurological response to anger is 2 seconds. 2 seconds. And whatever you do after that, it is your reaction to how, whether you control it or whether you explode, you can say. But the effect of whatever you perform at that time can last a lifetime. This can last a lifetime. It is possibly something somebody accidentally said. It may have been a misunderstanding. It may have been misinformation. And you became angry due to this. You performed some sort of action due to this. And you harmed your brother or your sister or a very, very close friend of yours, or even between spouses, husband and wife. And you broke up. Brothers broke up, sisters broke up, best friends, close friends, good friends broke up. Why? Because one person was angry. Because one person was angry, he was not able to control his anger. Wait, calm down. No. But he reacted. And he did something which he can't take back. He possibly did something which he couldn't take back due to anger, my dear viewers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a beautiful mashallah lesson there, a beautiful hadith sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La taghdab," do not be angry. Control your anger. If you are able to do so, then walakal jannah, then you shall be granted jannah. You shall be granted paradise. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, we are speaking about worship. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, even from amongst the youngsters, amongst the youth, you know, there are those who are considered a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We never think, we always think this person is going to become a wali. There can be a young person who is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can become a wali, is something you can become. May Allah ta'ala make us from amongst the awliya Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray, we wish, we desire to have this link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, how can we do this? First, by performing the obligatory actions. Those actions which are obligatory, first performing those actions, and then performing extra mustahabbat, extra worship, worship of tahajjud. During the nights to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to refrain from sin. And this is how we can gain this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس, that value 5 things before 5. Take advantage of 5 things before another 5. What is the first one? He says, شبابك قبل حرمك. your youth, something which we, many of us have, we are in our youth. Well, what would be considered youth? Youth would be considered up until the age of 40. And some people think, no, 40, a man who is 40 or a woman who is 40 are old now. No. This is the peak. The peak is up until 40. This is the peak of a person's age, 30 to 40. Youth, you would say, is, you know, from 15 or so, or when a person becomes an adult, possibly at 13, up until 40 years old. This is our youth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, take advantage of, value your youth whilst you are young. Make the most of it. قبل حرمك, before you are old. Why? Whilst you are young, there are so many things you can do which you cannot do when you are old. Everybody shall become old. But whilst you are young, the things which you can do, an elderly person cannot do. The effect of it whilst you are young is not the same as when a person becomes old. Whilst you are young, you are strong. You have the strength, don't you? So you can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. When you are old, it becomes difficult. Whilst you are young, you are able to fast. When you become old, it becomes very, very difficult to fast. Whilst you are young, you are able to perform Hajj and in a better manner. You know, whilst you are old, you may have to, you know, possibly on a wheelchair or something. Whilst you are young, you are able to perform it in a better manner. In a better manner. Why? Because you have the strength of the youth. You have the strength of the youth. Whilst you are young, when you are giving in charity, it means more. Why? Because when a person's old, he knows he is going to die. He has nothing to spend on. He knows he is going to go to his grave. So then he thinks, let's give in charity. When you are young, you can spend it and use it on other things. But then you give it in charity, it has more of an effect. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس, value five things before another five. And the first is shababaka qabla haramik, your youth before your old age. As to what the second is and the rest of them, first let's listen to a kalam and inshallah we shall come to these. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ya Rasul
حضور
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Madani Channel Rise and Shine. We will listen to the hadith of اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس, that value five things over five. شبابك قبل حرمك, your youth before you become old. And the second, which is mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَصِحَّتَكَ, and your siha, your good health, قَبْلَ سَقَمِك, before you become ill, before illness. Good health before illness. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِك, and your غِنَاك, your wealth, before you become poor. وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِك, and your spare time or your free time before shughrik, before you become busy. Everybody would know this. Now, there was a time where we had free time. You know, during the lockdown, we had so much free time. But what's happened now? Again, we've become very, very busy. So we think we had free time. There were so many things we could have done.
Did we do these things? Or did we not do those things? And sadly, most of the time, we do not make use of that time, of that spare time that we do have, that extra time and our hands that we do have, we don't make the most of them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that make use, value your spare time before you become busy, because we all do become very, very busy. وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. But remember this, my dear viewers, death is inevitable. We shall all one day die. Value your life before you die. Value your life. You are alive now, you can repent now, you can pray your daily salah now, you can, all those prayers which you missed, you can make up those fasts which you missed, you can make up, you can learn about your deen, you can learn about the biography of the Prophet. There are so many things we can do, we still have the ability to do. Do it now. Value your life before you die. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, worshipping, make use of your worship. And try to worship even more. Try to increase your worship. Let's, inshallah, move to a fun promo. We have a little fun promo each and every single day. Let's watch this and then we shall conclude our program. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Imagine on the Day of Judgment, you're being asked to give financial accountability. And you've been asked to justify your expenses. And your monthly bills and standing orders are all there. And you've got your rent on a monthly basis. You've got your gas bill on a monthly basis. You've got your electricity bill, your household expenses. And you're stood there in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, hoping that something will come up that will make you happy. And suddenly, Madani Channel, £12 a month. How happy would you feel on that day that you were donating on a monthly basis to beam the message of the Quran and the glorious Sunnah to the far corners of the world? Subhanallah, don't miss that opportunity. Set up your standing order today and save something for the day when you will wish that you had done. Salu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dawat Islami UK Madani Channel, Sort Code 309773, Account Number 4363 4560, IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436 3450, BIC LOYD GB21087.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, really, these small things, inshallahu azza wa jal, on these scales in the akhirah, inshallah, they shall, well, we will be in need of every little help we can get, and it will be a time when our family members, nobody will help us. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we would be in need of every single deed. And yes, set up a standing order, direct debit with Dawat-e-Islami. The details have been provided. Please do contribute towards all of the works of Dawat-e-Islami, towards all of the departments of Dawat-e-Islami. Believe it or not, there are approximately, and the reason I have to say approximately is because, mashallah, we are always increasing. We are always adding things, mashallah. You know, our numbers are always increasing. The people reciting the Quran always increasing. The people joining our madaris, our jami'at, they are always increasing. And so we can't give specific numbers all the time. And even the numbers of our schools, the numbers of our madrasas, our jami'at institutions themselves, these are always increasing too, my dear viewers. The masajid, they are always increasing. Dawat-e-Islami is always doing work. Your money is never sat there, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, it's always being spent in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who do contribute, undoubtedly, they shall be rewarded in this world and also in the akhirah. In this world, meaning your money, it brings about blessings in your money. It brings about blessings in your money. And in the akhirah, we will be in need for every minor, every small deed. It's only a few pounds, but inshallah, that few pounds shall make a huge difference. My dear viewers, continue to watch Madani Channel. Inshallah, we shall be returning with more rise and shine. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace
grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah,
even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine.